Episode 9 coming to you.
I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could have break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house.
Welcome or welcome back, depending on who you are, to the Man of the House podcast. I am your host, Jason Tyree, husband of almost 18 years, father of four. And we're on episode 9. If you're listening on streaming platforms, thank you. Continue to share the content. Continue to like, comment, subscribe if you are on YouTube. And if you're on Facebook, please like the Tyree Family page. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and put that up there now so I can get this out the way so I don't forget, because I'm still getting used to this. I'm still getting used to this. Let me check something real quick on my phone. Anywho, while I'm doing that, let me tell you, for those who know me know that I am a diehard San Francisco 49er fan. And let me just address the elephant in the room, which is actually going to tie into, it's going to tie into today's topic. But so obviously the 49ers lost another Super Bowl to the same team, mind you, Kansas City Chiefs. We went into Vegas as the favorites and left there with nothing. Nothing at all. It was very frustrating. And I think there's many, many things I could attribute to us losing that game. And let me tell you, the NFL mic'd up segments didn't make it any better. But all in all, the thing that just kept replaying in my mind was that third and fourth, after the 2-minute warning, and we didn't convert that first down. I just knew. I was like, well, that's it. Didn't matter if it went into overtime or not. I just knew what was about to happen. And lo and behold, it happened. I didn't care about the overtime rules of us knowing or not knowing, yada, yada. When we didn't convert that third down into a first down, I said, oh, that's it. That is it. But Jason, they kicked the field goal and y'all was still up by 3. Yeah, I know my team. I said, that's it. That was it. I mean, no one blocked that one guy who just had free reign to Brock Purdy and blew up the pass. And I said, well, that's that. And so I know Cowboy fans are rejoicing. Whew! I thought they was going to have more Super Bowl rings than us. I guess you're in the same boat as us. Matter of fact, you know, ha, 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 ha. We won ours more recently than y'all's. Y'all have a blast, man. At this point, I don't even feel like going back and forth with Cowboy fans. I mean, I'm not. I'm going to take the high road. Y'all got it. You're right. We're losers again in the Super Bowl. Man. Philly fans. I don't even know why Eagles fans was talking to us, but everybody, y'all can get it all out. Yuck, 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 yuck. 49ers. But the biggest thing about the 49ers losing the Super Bowl probably was the best litmus test for me that I've had in a while. I'll explain. When we lost and when it was all said and done, I couldn't sleep. I could not sleep. I was that bothered that I just couldn't sleep that night. I'm so serious. I could not sleep. It was hard trying to go to sleep. It was a lot. I just couldn't do it. And thank God I went to therapy a week prior to the Super Bowl and learned about a technique that would help me with stuff like that. Now, again, I think I explained last episode, sometimes men use sports or latch onto a sports team to escape reality or whatever. Whatever the case is, people who don't really watch sports, they're like, why are you so invested in this? Why is it so deep for you? Because a lot of men, they escape and they say, hey, even though life is going like hell for me, I can at least attach myself to a team. And I kept asking my therapist, I said, hey, is this even legit? Not legit. Is this smart? Is this wise? Because you're attaching yourself to a team of people that you have no control over the outcome. So the technique that I learned at my last therapy session was essentially like you imagine yourself at a stream, like a stream of water, and it's just passing through. Just you see the streams of water just passing through. And then occasionally you see a leaf on a stream, and it's just that leaf is being guided by the stream and it's just passing you by. And as that is happening, you can take the opportunity to place any care or worry or whatever that you have and place it along those little leaves and then watch it stream away. Just watch it stream away. And that process taught me how to detach myself from thoughts. And one of the other pointers that really helped me out was one of the other things that helped me out was if I can't control myself or control the situation, then just let it go. Let it go. And lo and behold, this was one of those situations where I finally was able, after just being so upset that we lost the Super Bowl, I was finally able to say, Jason, was there anything that I could have done to help the 49ers win the Super Bowl? And the answer is no. The answer was no. Just couldn't do it. Couldn't do it at all. And so once I realized this is out of my hands, however this game is going to unfold or however it unfolded, I had no part in it. They're not going to cut me a check. They're not going to give me a Super Bowl ring. They're not going to stop and stare at the camera and say, hey, Jason in Virginia, we want to thank you for helping us win the Super Bowl. They're not going to say any of that, no matter how big of a fan I am of this team. So once I realized that, I was able to finally detach myself from the situation and just, you know, let it go. Let it go. Granted, I did avoid some sports talk for, you know, the week because I already know how that was going to be. But all in all, man, we made it to the Super Bowl again. And we came in second place again out of 32 teams. And all in all, man, we've had a good season. I'm very proud of our quarterback, Brock Purdy. I'm not going to spend the whole episode telling you about how he came to be who he is, but it's an amazing story. And I feel confident knowing that we finally have a franchise quarterback. So that's encouraging. We still have a lot of guys coming back next year. But the year after that, that's really when it's going to start shaking up and we're probably going to lose a lot of people. But why worry about what's going to happen a year from now or 2 years from now? I can't control that either. So I let it go. And I think that leads me to the main topic of this episode, control. When you're the man of the house, sometimes you get so stressed out and so bogged down with worry and anxiety that it just is overwhelming. And you realize, you know what? What is out of my control? Hold on, let me get this ticker off for those who are watching. Sorry about that. Well, hopefully y'all like the page. But anyway, being head of the household, being man of the house, you also get bogged down with, you get fatigued, decision-making fatigue. I don't know the technical term. There's an actual term for it. But when a lot is on your plate and you're the sole, not the sole person, but you're the main person that has to make these decisions and it becomes overwhelming for you, you get fatigued. It's like decision fatigue. I think that is the term. But in making decisions, you have to analyze, man, do I have control of this? And sometimes when you don't technically have control over it, you start to feel stressed, you start to feel depressed, you start to feel down about it. But I think one of the most important questions you can ask yourself as it's building up is there anything I can do about this? I think that's a good question for all people to ask when you're feeling overwhelmed, anxious. Is there anything I can do about this? And if the answer is no, then let it go. If the answer is no, let it go. If the answer is yes, then let's try to look at some logical ways of fixing the situation. But that alone has led me to, it helped me to alleviate a lot of stress lately. Now, I didn't say my situation has changed, but how I approach the situation and how I respond to the situation is beginning to change. There's still some outstanding things that need to be taken care of, but I'm not carrying as much weight as I used to because I'm realizing, hey, I can't control this today. I can't control this at all. You know, it's such a simple yet powerful mechanism that can help guide you along better, man. Like when you're in leadership, a lot of people are just waiting on you to make a decision or make a move or anything like that. Or put out a fire. There's chaos around us. Please, what are we going to do? And you have to step back sometimes and say, hey, is there anything we can do about this? And if it's no, it's no. Like you can't magically make something happen if you just don't have control over the situation. So, weirdly enough, us losing the Super Bowl was probably one of the best things that could have happened to my mental health. Crazy, right? Doesn't make sense, but it makes a lot of sense. Now, granted, I felt like I would like to have learned that lesson another way and let our 49ers win the Super Bowl. That would have still been nice. Like, yay, we finally did it. But, you know, such is life. You win some, you lose some. But you live to fight another day, right? You know what else is interesting? Now that I mentioned 49ers and losing Super Bowls. We've been to 8 Super Bowls. We've lost 3, which means we won 5. Those 5 happened so long ago. I was alive, though. But they happened so long ago. What's interesting, though, is every time we lost a Super Bowl, something majorly good happened in my life. First time we lost the Super Bowl was in 2013. A few months later, I moved my family from Oklahoma back to Virginia. And that new chapter in our life began to blossom. That was a monumental move for our family in 2013. 2020, right after we lost to the Chiefs the first time, not even a month later, through some sort of miracle, we was like, oh, let's build a home. I'm in the home right now. And so I'm like, okay, if the trend holds, then something good is on the horizon. Hey, man, I need it. I need something good to happen. But anywho, 2024, it has a lot in store. I'm not going to sit here and say I have a vision for the year because I came into this year crawling and scratching my way into the year. But I'm sure God has something in store for not just myself, but my family. It's a lot that's happening. My son, my oldest, he's going to be 17 this year. That's crazy. My daughter, my oldest daughter, she's going to be 15. The daughter after her is going to be 14. And our youngest is going to be 9. A lot of milestone. Well, they're not technically milestone birthdays, but they're getting up there in age. They're getting up there in age. And by this time next year, I'm going to have 3 high schoolers and 1 almost middle schooler. That's crazy. That's just wow. But I'm beginning to gain more optimism about the year, and I feel myself improving, and that's a good thing. And I'm realizing more and more I don't have to be in control of everything. Therefore, my worrying can be less. And my stress can be down. Yeah. Anywho, that's it for today's episode. Again, if you're listening on the streaming platforms, tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell them about this podcast. If you're watching on Facebook, make sure you like the Tyree family page, share, comment, the whole 9. YouTube, pretty much the same thing, okay? Until next time, y'all enjoy your week, and I'll holler at you next week. Peace out. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad in the spouse.